He said, essentially, the product is going well in California, but it has not been rolled out to other states because really the California product is version 0.9. And while they could have rolled that product out to other states, they decided that wasn't really in their best interest because what they're working on and what their true vision for the insurance product is to incorporate a lot more of the telematics data that they have in the vehicle. So Zach said that they're making really good progress on that. They're using the data captured in the car and assigning that data to a driving profile of the person driving the car. I thought that differentiation was really interesting. That hints at tying insurance to the person rather than the individual vehicle, which I think is pretty cool. And then of course they talked about how Tesla can leverage the unique data set that they have to build a more optimized insurance product. Elon jumped in after Zach and said that they are building a major insurance company within Tesla, and they really want people to come help them build that. He said if there are any high energy actuaries that are frustrated with how the status quo in the insurance business is today, that they should join Tesla because Tesla wants revolutionary actuaries as they revolutionize the insurance business. For some additional context here, IBISWorld.com puts annual automotive insurance revenue at $310 billion just in the United States. So it's a pretty big business, and I think more importantly, that means it's a pretty big cost for vehicle owners. AAA's estimate is that for a mid-sized sedan, a full year of insurance coverage is about $1,200 on average, $1,250, whereas they estimate the total cost of ownership for that vehicle each year to be anywhere between $7,500 and $10,000 based on how many miles it actually is driven. So at the midpoint, insurance would represent about 14% of that total cost of ownership each year. We know Tesla loves to optimize, and we know they love to drive down costs through optimization. That's a big chunk there for insurance that they are targeting. Last quick thought here on earnings, and then also let me know what you guys think in the comments or what I may have missed. But they did talk a little bit about software, non-autopilot software. Zach said that obviously they are putting the plumbing in place for the potential development of that business in the future. But Elon also noted that that potential pales in comparison to what they could unlock from full self-driving. He said if that's $100,000 per car, that it's, quote, a lot of software you have to sell in the App Store or whatever, end quote. Last couple of quick things here. We have seen a number of different price target increases today from analysts. I won't spend the time to go through all of those individually. And then we also today did have a corporate family debt rating upgrade from Moody's for Tesla from a B3 to a B2, which is still speculative grade. Moody's says, quote, the upgrade reflects Tesla's sustainable position in the auto industry as a specialized producer of pure battery electric vehicles. However, preserving the strong position in BEVs in the face of emerging competition challenges will depend on Tesla's progress around manufacturing efficiency and product development to achieve even broader customer acceptance at an affordable price. Moreover, Tesla's expansion prospects benefit from regulatory pressures on the auto industry to reduce emissions, so Tesla's advanced position in BEVs is an important factor at the higher rating. At the same time, the weak corporate governance at Tesla also constrains the rating, end quote. Which, I'm not gonna lie, the first time I read that, I did chuckle at that last bit. Finally, just a couple thoughts that I'll end with here. Elon on the call said the demand is very strong. To me, it seemed like it's not even on the radar as far as being a constraint right now. And he also said, quote, I've never been more optimistic, more excited about the future of Tesla in the history of the company, end quote. I think that's a great way to leave it for today and likely for the week. I do have some other things that I need to be taking care of tomorrow. So barring anything crazy, the next episode will probably be on Monday. If that ends up being the case, I hope everybody has a great weekend. Make sure you're subscribed here and signed up for notifications, as well as following me on Twitter @TeslaPodcast. And I'll see you next time for Tesla Daily. Thank you.